The founder and CEO of Telegram, a hugely popular messaging app, has been indicted in France. Pavel Durov is a 39-year-old tech billionaire who hails from Russia and is now a citizen of both France and the United Arab Emirates. Parisian authorities have held him for questioning since Saturday. The charges stem from controversial content on the messaging platform, and news of today's indictment is sure to send ripples through the tech world. NPR's Bobby Allen has been following the story and joins us now. Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
Bobby, I know you've been going through this indictment. What can you tell us about what's in it?
Yeah, I have. So French prosecutors have just charged Durov with multiple crimes related to the spread of child abuse material and the spread of illegal drugs on the platform Telegram, which Durov oversees. Now, to be clear, the charges aren't that Durov personally engaged in this alleged behavior, but that he has been complicit in allowing massive amounts of illegal activity to flourish on Telegram. The prosecutor in Paris said that Durov and Telegram have completely blown off requests from French authorities as they've been trying to look into this illegal activity. And under these terms that were just announced today, Durov cannot leave France. He has to post a bond somewhere in the ballpark of $5 million, and he must check in twice a week with police in France.
Bobby, I know you've been following this closely. Is this the first time that a CEO or founder of a tech platform has been indicted for content on their platform?
It surely is historic. You don't see tech CEOs typically, being held criminally culpable for what happens on platforms. I mean, usually what the process is you'll see a civil lawsuit against a platform, or you'll see individuals who are aggrieved by something on the platform sue, and then the lawyers kind of duke it out, and the CEOs never get involved. So to hold a CEO and founder of a platform responsible for illegal activity that is on it is really something that is historic, unusual, and it definitely has struck like a lightning bolt across Silicon Valley.
For listeners who are unfamiliar with the platform, can you just tell us a bit more about Telegram and why perhaps so many bad actors have turned to it?
Yeah, Telegram might be an app that's unfamiliar to many Americans, but in Europe, especially Eastern Europe, and in Russia and Ukraine and India and many other parts of the world, it is extraordinarily popular. I mean, there's 1 billion people who use this app, and it's both a messaging service and kind of a media source, right? You can chat with your friends, but you also can subscribe to these channels, which sometimes have hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and get live updates from the war in Gaza, the war in Ukraine. If you're into crypto investing, you can figure out the latest in the crypto world on this app. And the thing that has really drawn bad actors has been its lack of moderation. I mean, Durov really is seen as this kind of, crypto libertarian in some circles. And he has this laissez-faire approach to content moderation where he basically says no to every law enforcement inquiry. When law enforcement's asking to, for the companies to turn over information, he says no, and he just never steps in. Hmm. And that really puts him in a world on his own. I mean, Elon Musk likes saying that X is a place where free speech reigns, but Telegram takes this to a whole other level because, according to at least Paris prosecutors, Durov and Telegram do not cooperate with law enforcement at all across the board.
Okay. And Bobby, at this point, have we heard from Telegram or from Durov's legal team?
We have not, but they did issue a statement some days ago saying that it is, quote, absurd to hold the CEO of a social media platform responsible for what others post. We will see what his defense looks like probably in the coming weeks and months. But until then, he will be in France.
That's NPR's Bobby Allen. Thanks for covering the story.
You got it. Thanks.